All right, so it's Love Them or List Them time, where we get your advice on what to do if you find yourself in a situation like this. I just can't. So I mean, this is on you, please. Yeah. We're looking for somebody who could say, this is great. This is great. You know what? You know what, Ryan? Yeah. Calm down.
Yeah.
You're overreacting.
Besides Dez.
Yeah, let's hear it out. Go ahead, Jenna. Tell everyone what's going on with you, and we'll get some feedback.
Basically, I'm having the hottest, sexiest affair of my life right now with somebody that's like half my age. But like, he's not half my age. He's 25 and I'm in my early 40s.
Oh, you go, girl.
And it's complicated because I'm a realtor and he's my client. And we've been flirting from the second I started showing him houses. And, like, the next thing I know, we were naked in the master bedroom.
Oh, Jenna. Oh,
my gosh.
I know, and I'm hoping, like, there's, like, no hidden cameras in these houses because I've literally shown him a dozen houses, some that are, like, even out of his price range. But this is literally, like, the only time we could get together. What's crazy is last week, we had a two-hour showing at a house with this amazing hot tub, and we spent the first 45 minutes sitting in it.
Seriously, this is not okay. These are people's homes.
Jenna.
Why don't you do it in your own house? Oh, this is disgusting. I hate this.
Oh, I mean, it's a little hot, but it's also icky.
It's not hot for someone who owns the home that I suspect it happened in my house. Because why were my bed sheets messed up when I came home to my bed once?
Remember during one of my showings?
Yes.
The bed sheets were messed up.
Oh, yuck. Oh.
I know, and it's crazy because, like, we end up getting it on in the master bedroom, the living room, and let's just say we had to thoroughly disinfect the entire kitchen island counter of this amazing condo. Like, it was so bad. I know it's wrong, and I know it sounds terrible, but I've never done anything like this before, and I know I never should do it again. It's just so hot. Like, we just can't keep our hands off of each other.
Okay, right. Dez, chill out.
Jeez, this is exciting.
It gets worse because our relationship is a little tricky because he's actually like a family friend. I mean, fine. I dated his father like years ago.
Oh, what is going on in your life, Jenna?
You should not be a real estate agent. You should not be allowed to show homes. Come on.
It's one time.
Do you think his father's like, you should really go check out homes with Jenna? You will love it.
I guess so. When he was ready to buy his first house, his father actually told him to reach out to me. And I was like, sure, I can help him. Like, I don't have, a problem with it. But I had no idea we were going to have so much chemistry. I have a great relationship with his dad still. But I know if he ever found out, it would, like, ruin everything. I literally sold, like, multiple homes to his dad, and he refers all of his friends to me. And I know the affair should end when he closes on his house. But literally, guys, like, he just told me he doesn't want it to be over. It's laughable because, like, you know, I was always the person that would judge when I would see older women with a younger man. But, like, Caleb said he didn't realize that he was going to love being with an older woman so much.
Oh, girl. Oh, I bet he like it.
Listen to you, Dez. This would be terrible if it was happening in your life and you're all over it.
Totally. It's because it's a cougar party.
Oh, no, my gosh.
The two cougars here think this is great. Yeah.
I know. And he said he's, like, done with these younger girls and he wants a real woman. I mean, that's flattering. And I really, really, really do like him. But could this really work? Do people really date somebody 15 years younger?
Oh.
I mean, I did marry somebody 9 years younger than me, just for the record.
Yeah.
But we weren't doing it in other people's houses.
No, thank goodness. Is this guy, like, fully available and he's wanting to do this with you?
Well, I mean, he has a girlfriend. Oh. But he really does want to do this with me.
Cool. So not only is he cheating on his girlfriend, but you're taking advantage of people's homes and doing the nasty all over their house. That's cool.
Then you're going to go buy a house that's not going to live up to all these hot tub homes.
Violating the trust of your friend, his father.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know how anyone could say this is a good idea, but maybe they will.
I mean, maybe he breaks up with his girlfriend and they live happily ever after.
Oh my gosh.
In one of these houses that they're looking at.
This is like my worst nightmare. It's just all kinds of wrong. It's,
germs.
It's disgusting. It's awful. Just about 8 o'clock at KS95 with Crisco, Dez, and Ryan. We talked to Jenna a moment ago. She's a realtor.
Yes, she is.
And she's working with a client, and she's working that client.
I mean, like, working him to the bone.
In every house she goes to, she's working him.
Oh, my.
By the way, this is the son of a guy she dated.
Uh-huh.
And so she's in her 40s. He's 25. And, you know, they're doing this in people's homes, even homes that he can't afford. So she's setting up showings, wasting people's time.
Yeah, that does suck.
So that they can go and, you know.
Yeah.
Screw on the floor.
So that's what neat. Could go wrong?
Yeah. Lee's in Minneapolis. Is this a love or a list for you, Lee?
Love it. I'm not in the market for a house, but I'd love to get her number for a referral.
Oh, are you really, Lee?
Oh, my gosh.
Really? Yeah, no, she sounds hot.
She sounds hot. Okay, so you think it's okay what she's doing?
I didn't say that. I just said I'd like a referral.
Oh, yeah. Got it. Got it.
Looking
okay.
To get a little
I don't
action.
Necessarily agree with it, but she's doing her thing. Let her do her thing, I guess.
She's doing her thing. She's cheating with this guy. He's in a relationship.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, maybe they'll end up together, cheaters with cheaters.
But you know what? We'll make sure to send you her number, okay?
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for calling, dude. Here's some text. Ryan, no judgment. Really?
No judgment is for secrets.
I think it sounds fun. YOLO a little bit.
I mean, of course it sounds fun, but the bottom line is it's like unethical.
Uh-huh.
In, you know, what you, I'm sure you signed some form of like an oath of being respectful to people's homes.
Mm-hmm.
But it does, I mean, there is a hotness to it.
Stay out of other people's beds. But otherwise, get it, girl.
I mean, what is a text could hurt we have in the bathroom?
Dez, this is just not okay.
I do not get it. All people, then Dez is so on board with this.
Oh, somebody said I recognize her voice. She showed our house.
No.
How sick does that make you feel if you have a card laying on your counter with a real estate agent named Jenna? Which, by the way, we should just tell you right now that's not her real name.
No,
it's not.
We didn't want her to use her real name.
Yeah, somebody said, I'll never work with an agent named Jenna. Well, just FYI, that's not a real name.
Yeah. All Jennas who show houses are like, stop it.
I know. You can still work with the Jenna.
Yeah. She is going to lose her license when she gets caught. I mean, somebody has to have cameras in their house.
Well, yeah, I always did when I had showings, but not in every single room. Oh, man.
List. This is beyond unprofessional and disrespectful to the homeowners, and he has a girlfriend. Then there's his dad. I say, tainted! She's a total T-H-O-T. What's that? A thought.
I don't know. I'll look it up.
T-hot.
I don't know if I would say it until we know.
Yeah. She's a T-hot?
Stop. What if it's bad what you're saying?
Let's see here. We've got someone who knows.
I don't think we're allowed to say it. It's that H-O over there. That's what it stands for.
Ho-ho-ho mocha over there.
Yeah, there you go.
That ho-ho mocha over
who
there.
Who doesn't love a ho-ho mocha?
Okay, yeah. Good to know.
Not a nice thing to say.
Okay.
Or a woman who has casual encounters with people. That's another safe way to say it.
And that's another way to say H-O. Yeah.
Somebody said, if this was a dude, everyone would be calling him a pig. Enough said.
Well, everybody is basically calling her the same thing.
Yeah. It's true.
She's a homewrecker on Lover List. Literally. You're a disgusting human. You give a bad name to all realtors. You should be ashamed of yourself.
I agree with that, but do you think that she could have a relationship with this guy? Do you think this is just for funsies, or do you think this could be something that could work?
Oh, man. I don't. I don't see how this works. I don't. I really don't. I just don't.
Yeah. He'll break up with his girlfriend.
Oh, man.
I mean, then you're not going to be with this guy, and you're going to have no job. I mean, that you have literally nothing to walk away with.
Do you not have an image in your mind of what she looks like? Can't you just tell she's in a leopard print dress three times too small?
Really high stilettos. Heels,
nails that are like claws.
I mean, she's a looker.
Oh, you can just tell. Oh, man. Okay.
He's a fan of the nails.
Hey, if you guys love this, then it's a, you go get it, girl. Go get you some. Just not in other people's houses.
Yeah, that, stop doing it in people's
Seriously.
Houses.
Seriously.
In their hot tubs and their beds and their bathrooms.
Here's a thought. How about you just buy a freaking house already, dude?
Right.
And then do it in that house.
I bet you it takes the magic away. I bet. Could you imagine if he just goes, I'm here. Here's my house. Let's go inside. She'll go,
Yeah, no fear of getting caught.
No, that's the whole thing.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
All right. Well, if you guys love it, then it's a love. We're going to go with that.
Wow. We have never sounded older. This is how you want to represent
yourself. It's so gross.
It is.
You wait until it happens to you. I came home from a showing once, and my bed was messed up.
Yep.
Like, they were in my bed. Oh. I freaked out. It was such, pillows were everywhere.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
And who doesn't make the bed after you do it in somebody's bed? Like, that's terrible. No, somebody was in my bed, too. God. I believe they were just laying there, like, what would it be like to live here? But still, it's weird.
Yeah. Who doesn't make the bed back?
Yeah. I mean, that's rookie just mistake.
You don't make your own bed on a daily basis.
Of course I don't. Taylor is still in it.
Oh,
all right,
gosh.
Let's move on.